Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Conan.
Join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Lots of cool stuff, all for free, at freetalklive.com. We got some energy-related stuff coming up here to talk about tonight because it's going to become a worsening problem.
Oh, yeah.
And what
like,
I mean
with the cold coming, you mean? Like we've had our first freeze last night, so I can only imagine what's going on in, say, Europe.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about Europe and how there's been a cutoff as far as the Russian gas supplies are concerned there, and that's due to the sanctions that Europe placed on Russia. Had they not done that, they would still be able to keep warm this winter. They would still have cheap Russian gas that was being sold to them. But we're not just able to just stand aside from that and say, aha, look what happened to Europe, because it's going to affect everyone that buys natural gas. And there's an interesting story about why that is. We're going to get into that. Plus, Bonnie, you've got a story where Bill Gates, who started as a simple software programmer and has turned into a COVID expert, and now he's
a scientist.
All-around evil person.
Now he's an energy expert.
He's in agriculture as well. He's buying up all of the
big time.
He's a eugenicist.
US farms. Yeah, a eugenicist, lest I forget.
Yeah, that's true. He's now saying the energy crisis is a good thing, so we're going to find out what he has to say about that. Plus, Conan wants to weigh in on cow farts or
cow
burps?
Emissions.
Emissions, all the emissions.
Methane.
From the cow.
The new CO2, the new carbon that they want to eliminate because climate change.
So we can talk about all those things, but the number is 603-283-6160, should you wish to join us. Let me jump into this story here because we saw the bills. You gave me the heads up before I even saw the bill, Conan. You said electricity supply rates are going to double. You said this back in, I think, July. Watch your next bill. And sure enough, they did. And on the bottom of the bill, it said something about, you know, we had to raise the rates due to the cost of liquefied natural gas. And that was all they said. They didn't have, like, a lengthy explainer or anything about that as to why the LNG prices were going up. But it's obvious, right? It's the Russian
Absolutely. It's Putin's price hike.
Well, in this case, it's because of the sanctions that were placed against Putin.
Right.
And Russia is a huge supplier to Europe. There are some countries in Europe that are getting 40%, like Italy, for instance, getting 40% of their natural gas supply, or were getting 40% from Russia. Well, they still need to get that gas. They still need to have it to burn through to get through the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. So if they want it, they're buying it from China.
Right.
Which is buying it from Russia.
Exactly.
How do you like that math?
More expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Has
and China is ramping up on the price.
Correct. So how does that affect us here in the United States? Well, there's an interesting story here about New England, and I suspect this is going to affect anywhere that needs natural gas, so probably to some extent the rest of the northern United States as well. But if you know more, you're welcome to weigh into the conversation at 603-283-6160. But according to, this is the Wall Street Journal, the New England power producers are preparing for potential strain on the grid this winter as a surge in natural gas demand abroad threatens to reduce supplies that they need to generate electricity. Because the New England is full of a bunch of old hippies who hate nuclear power and have been working for decades to stop nuclear power. There was even a nuclear power plant in Brattleboro, Vermont, which is just, you know, 30 minutes west of here.
Right, let's be specific. Those hippies you're talking about, most of them are in Vermont, which is where the power plant was.
One of them used to live across the street from me.
We've got a couple of them.
Yeah. He bragged about how he sat in front of the New Hampshire plant in the 1970s in an act of civil disobedience and got arrested.
And look where we're at. Thanks, hippies.
So that's one factor.
Do we have one in New Hampshire anyway?
There is one. Yeah, it's in the Seacoast area.
Yep.
I think. And apparently, according to Carla Garrick from the Free State Project, there's apparently some level of authorization in New Hampshire for a second plant. So New Hampshire could have a second nuclear power plant. Apparently, the existing plant sells a giant portion of its power that it generates to surrounding states. So, you know,
well, I hope they're making,
sell it here
I hope
first.
They're making it good money because yeah. Otherwise they could be selling it to their own people.
Right.
That's silly. Well, you know what? It's good to hear that. We need to get building a new one.
New England, which relies on the natural gas imports to bridge winter supply gaps, is now competing with European countries for shipments of liquefied natural gas following Russia's halt of most pipeline gas to the European continent. Severe cold spells in the Northeast could reduce the amount of gas available to generate electricity as more of it is burned to heat homes. The region's power grid operator, ISO New England Incorporated, has warned an extremely cold winter could strain the reliability of the grid and potentially result in the need for rolling blackouts to keep electricity supply and demand in balance, which would be the first time. You know,
it's like California.
That's what I was going to say. We look at California and we snicker and point at California and how bad things are out there. New England may be the next California.
Yeah.
This wintertime.
Now, I wonder, most people around here use fuel to heat their homes.
You mean oil?
So how much more electricity? I don't really spend that much more electricity myself in the winter versus the summer when I'm running my air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat as me. We use fuel, but I don't know about saying, so we're talking about New England altogether.
Well, some people use electric heat to heat their homes, right? So that's going to be a tax on the grid. I think the point here of this story is that whatever the demand is, the supply is a problem right now.
Right.
And they're going to get into why that is. So the warning comes as executives and analysts predict power producers could have to pay as much as several times more than last year for gas deliveries.
You're breaking my heart, man.
If severe weather creates urgent need for spot market purchases, Chandalavada, the grid operator's chief operating officer, says the most challenging aspect of this winter is what's happening around the world and the extreme volatility in the markets. If you're in the commercial sector, at what point do you buy fuel? Because you can't predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
Power producers in New England are limited in their ability to store fuel on site and face challenges in contracting for gas supplies, as most pipeline capacity is reserved by gas utilities serving the homes and businesses. So like here in Keene, where we live, most homes have a gas line, natural gas line, going directly to them. So, for instance, the hot water here in this home is heated by a gas-operated hot water heater.
Right.
So it's saying here the electric companies can only get so much of the pipeline because most of it's going directly to homes. Most generators tend to procure only a portion of imports with fixed price agreements and instead rely on the spot market where gas prices have been volatile to fill shortfalls. So if they're short on gas, they got to buy whatever the price is at the moment and they get hosed, basically.
Do you remember before all this even started, I'm talking Putin's price hike and the war in Ukraine and whatnot, or the debacle in Ukraine, the last time I looked at U.S. fuel and electricity, they were only getting 2% of their electric from other countries.
Hmm.
Probably, it was probably Russia. It was probably Alaska getting some from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Where did all this... Why are we suffering like we are if we were only getting 2% of our fuel from other countries back a year ago, less than a year ago?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. That's a great question.
I smell a scam.
Hmm. It may be the case.
Well, isn't this more about natural gas than electricity?
Well,
no, they use natural gas and coal to run the electric plants.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't know, Conan. That's a good question. But the story continues. It says here, Tanya Budell is a partner at the consulting firm Stone Turn, who advises energy companies. She says, anybody who's depending on the spot market for their natural gas supply is probably going to have a pretty significant sticker shock. New England has been grappling with fuel supply challenges for more than a decade, according to this, because the region has limited pipeline capacity. Imports of, and who's against all the pipeline building, by the way?
Democrats.
Bernie Sanders.
Climate change is the Greeners.
Imports of LNG can make up more than a third of the region's natural gas supply during periods of peak meet demand. It may be, Conan, that they're importing it from other areas of the country, but now some of that LNG, that natural gas, is being sold to Europe. So we got to get it by paying more in order to keep it here, because Europe's willing to pay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160, and I got to apologize to our radio listeners out there. We are seeing very difficult internet conditions right now, and so you may be hearing some kind of shoddy audio at the moment, and unfortunately, that is the way the direction of broadcast has gone. They've gone away from all the hardline, dedicated quality connections to, we don't need ISDN anymore. It's 30-year-old technology. Let's throw it out.
Yeah, it's either that or they're onto us. They're trying to silence us.
No, I don't think that's it, Conan. It was just,
just technology.
It's just old tech. This old tech that was better in a lot of ways because it was like dedicated bandwidth.
Now they're all wireless?
No. So when you're on the internet, Bonnie, you're on what's called the public internet, right? So there's probably 20 different routers between you and the place you're going. So whenever you type in a website or you go to watch some sort of live stream or whatever it is, you're not going straight to that place.
Yeah.
It's not a direct connection. You're hopping over multiple routers. Could be several, could be more than 10. I don't know.
Yeah, you taught me this about cell phones because I used to think the text just flew through the air and found my friend's phone across the country. But instead, it hops from cell tower to cell tower.
Yeah. So what happens is we have to connect to our satellite provider in Colorado, and I don't know how many hops there are, but I can run a. I just haven't had a chance yet because obviously I'm on the air. But there's a program I could run online called Traceroute where you can actually look and see what the hops are and where there might be a failure. So the odds are there's some failing router somewhere on the internet, and all of our packets are being passed through it. And as far as I know, there's no way to avoid that unless I will try a different internet connection here in a little bit, and maybe that'll clear it up. Luckily, we have more than one here. But anyway, I just wanted to apologize to our any of our radio listeners out there for the difficulties because we are experiencing them. We're going to talk more about the engineering, or not engineering. We're going to get into the energy situation here in New England that's probably going to be affecting other people across the United States as the price of liquefied natural gas is going up, considering that Europe is now willing to pay five times as much or more.
No, they're not willing to. They've been told
that
they need to do this in order to prevent World War III.
Well, they're willing to in order to not freeze to death. Let's say that. If they don't pay the increased energy prices, they're going to freeze this winter. So they're willing to.
Yeah, you're correct, because they have to.
They've been put into this position.
But if you gave any one of those people the option, most people on the street gave them the option to have the oil price back where it was.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this year, I'm thinking, and cut all ties to Ukraine. I think most would be like, yep, I'm prepared to do that.
There was a guy from France that called in and basically had that kind of sentiment, but I wondered how common his opinion was.
Yeah, I think the colder it gets, the more common that opinion's gonna get.
Oh yeah,
right. Let's go to your phone calls though. We got Major Payne on the line. He's in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, when your teeth are chattering, your pride will falter.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. So what's up?
Anyway, I got a hot biscuit for you, but guys, I got a $1 million corporation for you. Remember Roto-Rooter? Are you talking about router problems? I guess
sure.
We need Router-Rooter.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What's that?
Isn't that a toilet cleaner?
Yeah, Roto-Rooter
they root out the problem.
Right. Wasn't Roto-Rooter just like Liquid Plumber or whatever?
No. They were actually a company, and if you had like roots growing in your pipes and whatnot, they'd come in and hog them out and such.
I see. So it was an actual machine.
Anyway,
sounds like a dirty job.
Yeah. Oh, it is, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, micro would be.
Everybody likes to take a turd in the morning, so you got to keep them pipes clean.
I just like to.
All right, Major. Anything else?
So, yeah, you won't believe what the CDC voted 15-0 on today. They're going to try to mandate that all of our children have to have this damn Fauci as a part of their school vaccination process.
Wow, I don't remember ever electing a CDC board.
This just popped today.
Wow. Get your kids
terrible.
Out of the government schools. I mean, that is the solution here. I mean, if you ever needed another reason for it, because there's plenty of reasons to not send your kids to government school. Number one, they're going to indoctrinate them to believe that the government is great and the government is good.
And that the vaccine works.
Right.
As advertised.
They were just talking about standard evidence that people between like 18 and 38 that took the poke, about I forget the percentage, but like 14-28% just dropped over dead within like 3 months. My brother-in-law fell over like a tree. My sister came home pounding with his nose in the carpet. She went to the grocery store, came back, he was dead.
He was dead.
Oh, my God.
Major, thanks for sharing that news.
He was a healthy dude, man. He never drank anything but wine.
Yeah, there's a shocking number of healthy people who have just keeled over. Sports
athletes, especially in Europe.
Young jocks with healthy hearts and whatnot. Wham!
It's crazy.
They drop like a stone.
Yep, and they're still pushing more boosters. There's all new fear-mongering campaign about
a new... Now they're trying to ride the kids for the vaccines. Man, I'm telling you what, it's coming to hell.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Again, the best thing you can do, as soon as you possibly can, is get your kids out of the government school.
Absolutely.
If you've never had your kids in government schools, they're like too young or whatever, never put them
never
in.
Never put them
in. Never
sign them up. One of the worst mistakes I ever made.
Yeah.
If you live in a state where you
can't. And I knew better, too. Hating school growing up myself, mm-hmm. I knew better.
Hmm. Well, some people think that. They hate school, but that's not a reason not to send their kids there. Like, kids are just going to hate it. But it's definitely a big reason to not send your kids there because, making them miserable and not like to learn isn't good.
That's what school does.
Yeah, it's daycare for most Americans. It's daycare.
Yep.
Most people in this world use school. Government school as a daycare system. Sure, they can go to work so that they have enough money
to pay the taxes.
To pay the taxes to pay for the school.
Right.
And, of course, they're increased energy now.
And another thing I was going to say is if you live in a state where it's illegal to, or it's going to make it really hard to homeschool your kids, you might want to rethink where you live.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are like, I can't move my kids. Well, can you watch your kid die because they had to get a vaccine?
Yeah, great point. Isn't it worth it, whatever it costs?
An expert committee on Wednesday recommended that the COVID-19 shots become part of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC vaccine program for children, which provides many types of free inoculations to millions of kids every year. And I don't know who this crackpot special expert committee is. I think they're the CDC representatives.
The anointed ones. Probably coming from the pharmaceutical industry. Been appointed to a board, that kind of thing. They're probably executives from.
Thanks, Reuters. Tell me who this committee is. They're not saying. They're just experts.
Yeah, that's good enough for most people. Oh, the experts said, so we're just going to pump this experimental drug into our children's veins.
Keywords. Let's not forget, this is still an experimental drug that has never been put into humans before until 2 years ago.
And they keep making new ones. Like, they keep on keeping on with this.
They say they're modifying it. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows what it is.
I know they're still not pumping out the Comirnaty vaccine. They're still pumping out the original emergency use authorization vaccine.
I don't want any of them, Conan.
No.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Phones are open. And we're going to continue to talk about the energy price situation and how the federal government is making matters much worse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The demand for home mortgages is at a 25-year low as interest rates keep climbing. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying demand for mortgages dropped 4% for the week to its lowest level since 1997. The number of borrowers who can benefit from refinancing is also at a record low. CNN says interest rates were so low during the first 2 years of the pandemic that the vast majority of borrowers with high rates have already refinanced. Thanksgiving dinner is going to be more expensive this year. Turkey prices are 73% higher than last year, and analysts say they could stay that way through the holiday. It's largely due to the spread of bird flu, which led to a smaller supply. The USDA says the cost of an 8 to 16 pound turkey is $1.99 a pound compared to $1.15 last year. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tim, Bonnie, and Conan here in the studio tonight. We're going to get deeper into the energy situation that is still just kind of brewing here in the United States. Prices, at least for us here in New England, have gone up. We've seen a doubling of the energy supply rate, going from roughly 11 cents per kilowatt hour to
22.5 maybe?
Thereabouts. So that's not good.
That's not good at all.
But this may just be the beginning, Conan, and we're going to get a little bit further into it. However, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency as a potential way to, I don't know, protect some of your wealth from the ravages of inflation, you know, we can't guarantee what the future of crypto is going to be, but it looks pretty bright if you zoom out, if you don't just look at the last year. Because if you look at the last year, it looks bad. Right, it was hit a peak about a year ago. It was actually October of 2021. It hit its record high of around $68,000, $69,000 per Bitcoin. And it has tumbled since then down to below $20,000. It's about 19.
It's been about 19 for a long time
now.
Yeah,
about 19 and change today. So, you know, if you just look at the last year, it looks pretty dismal. But if you zoom out to 2, 3, 4, 5 further, you know, look at the long view of this thing. It looks pretty amazing.
If you zoom out, you may think that you might be getting a deal if you buy some right now.
You might indeed. So go to Bitcoin.com. You can click Get Started at the top of the page. And they will explain the basics of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash to you.
Buy the dip.
Have those concepts down. There are some new ideas here that you ought to understand before you decide to buy in. At least I think you should. You can do what you want. But I would recommend you go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Bat Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, everyone.
You're on the air.
Go ahead. Just wanted to say, I did, we all understand that Biden, one of his first, executive orders, which shouldn't even be applying, anywhere but in federal zones. But the fact is that he did all kinds of executive orders to reduce the capacity of American fuel production.
Mm. You mean domestic, various, so it wasn't just oil that he affected, it was other forms of energy?
Well, oil and natural gas, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if he rolled back or brought back in, regulation that, in fact, was, just on the grid of, the federal regulations that they try to apply there. And I just, there's this war on energy, and you can only have solar or wind, or
less effective versions of the type of energy that humans have already discovered, because they want to make us have to be more reliant on them in the name of healing the planet and helping the planet and global warming.
And one of the most reductions of carbon production, which I personally think that we want more carbon, but and CO2.
Oh yeah, gardeners love it. They love it so much that they pump it right into their greenhouses.
I'd love to see it warmer. That'd be nice. Warmth would be good.
A major portion of plant food. If you don't have enough CO2,
you don't have plants.
We're all gonna starve.
Yep. That's a good point tonight. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Bad Slave. The number is 603-283-6160. And unfortunately, this whole green energy thing is going to be the next, one of the next big conflicts, right? There's two very distinct sides. There's the people who want to have the freedom to choose their energy supplier and their energy type, and then want to let the marketplace operate in that particular area. And then there's those that want the government to pick a winner. They want to force, like he was suggesting, and Bonnie, you were talking about, with the green so-called energy, which, of course, isn't really as green when you start taking a closer look at it.
But right? In the green energy and anti-global warming ideas is why Joe Biden signed all those things to begin with. I remember that being a big conversation when he first got elected.
And by the way, Ian, as far as being a little warmer, which would be nice for us,
yeah,
and it might have actually gone up a degree or two in the 10 years that I've been here, but the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy has launched a 5-year research plan that aims to develop methods of reflecting sunlight back into space in order to cool the planet and save it from global warming. See, it's not science fiction anymore. It's not Snowpiercer. These knucklehead scientists and planners come on every now and every 5 years or so and spill the beans, and it's like, oh no, that's just science fiction. It's just theoretical. They're just talking what could be. No.
That's just Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Exactly.
That's what he said. He wanted to block out the sun.
Are they talking? What are they talking about? Are they talking about the cloud? Not cloud seeding.
It's called stratification.
Right, so they're going to spray metals in the sky,
some
right?
type of blockage into the sky to block the sunlight back into space.
Now, that sounds terrible for human beings who need the sunlight to synthesize vitamin D.
Which, by the way, have you not seen Snowpiercer? Have you not seen The Matrix?
I've seen
that's exactly the premise of the damn movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They block the sunlight out, and look where it got them.
Yeah, underground.
But by the way, new studies have just come out real recently. Of course, these are old. A lot of people have been saying this forever. Sunscreen. There's a whole bunch of stuff in sunscreen that's not good for you, most especially, it blocks your vitamin D intake.
Mm,
but there is other things in there that might be carcinogenic.
Yikes! Causing cancer.
Oh yeah. How do you like that? Well, look at talcum powder.
Mm.
Same thing. People have been splashing it on their body, on their most sensitive body parts forever, and all over their babies.
What's that do?
Carcinogenic.
Mm. Well, yeah, and I think that people that care the most about putting sunscreen on end up looking the oldest when they get old anyway.
Well, but I have seen some old hippie girls who've never used sunscreen and are just out there soaking up the sun, especially the sunbathers.
Well, too much of a good thing.
And yeah, they look like leathery mummies.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's true. You don't want to go overboard on anything. The number here is 603-283-6160. So we were talking about the power situation, at least specifically here to New England. And, of course, this could be affecting other areas of the country. It's a global problem. Don't think that you're going to be able to escape this. If anybody's using natural gas in your area to generate power, as they're doing here in New England, you're going to be paying more. And that's the point here. And why is that? Well, they get into the ugly details.
And let me guess, it doesn't have hardly anything to do with Russia.
Well, Russia's what's driving up the demand by Europe. But
what about Mexico, Canada, and U.S. and the U.S.? We have our Central America. We have our own oil and coal
it's
and everything.
It's being sold to Europe now, so you got to pay more.
But so shouldn't that?
If they can get five times as much in Europe, if they're getting gas,
yeah. But if they're getting more for selling oil to other countries,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't that offset what we are paying for it? I mean, if you think about it,
I don't know.
Shouldn't they be able to start drilling and making more anyway because we have, like, a lot?
Well, that would come to where Biden was restricting.
If I'm selling a product, regularly it's $20 to everyone,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm charging $60 to the guys on the other side of the river, I can offset that by actually undercutting my own family, my neighbors, my community.
That's what you would do. But a person who just wants to make money would say, well, I can get $60 over here.
And $60 over here as well.
I get $60 here now. So I'll just get $60.
Mr. Burns, you're absolutely correct there, Bonnie. Not only are they ripping off their own neighborhood, but they're also trying to shut out the sun.
Well, remember, there's not free market competition in these areas, right? They're highly restricted, highly regulated, and we're going to get into one specific subsidized. One specific regulation coming up as to what is really making matters worse for people in the United States when it comes to...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos... Are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. extras.
No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Conan.
You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. I want to say thanks to Michael Lamau. Was a platinum supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can, as Michael has done, join AMPS. And he did it for like five times what we ask. We're only asking $5 a month, so thank you, Michael, for going way above and beyond the call of duty.
Thanks, Michael.
But we only ask for $5 a month, and you can help us like Michael has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMPS-only podcast, which is our full radio show archives minus the commercials, the recorded commercials. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com as we continue here. So I'm going to give you a big reason why prices are going to be going up for power here. At the very least, this story is about New England. I don't know how much this affects the rest of the country. If your power company relies on natural gas to generate power, it's going to affect you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. If you buy natural gas for whatever reason, like, you know, like I said, it's piped to the home here that we're broadcasting from, that price is going to go up as well because the natural gas suppliers are selling to Europe now at a much higher price rather than selling to you down the street or, you know, across the country. They're going all the way, you know, shipping on cargo containers, cargo ships, all the way across, you know, the Atlantic Ocean to get it over there to Europe, and they're not selling it here. So why? Well, in addition to the price issue, according to the Wall Street Journal, imports of liquefied natural gas can make up more than a third of New England's natural gas supply during periods of peak demand, according to the Energy Information Administration. The Jones Act, a law restricting the movement of ships between U.S. ports, makes maritime delivery of domestic supplies nearly impossible. So
isn't that a really old law?
It is.
You mean from state to state?
Yes. So just to clarify what they're saying here, let's say, and I don't know where the hot spots are for liquefied natural gas production here in the United States, but let's just say that one of the hot spots is over in Western U.S. somewhere, right? Or down in the South, or wherever. Somewhere away from New England. They're making liquefied natural gas, and it would make the most sense to put it on a big-ass freighter and send that freighter up over, you know, the Atlantic Ocean or whatever to come to New England and deliver it here. Why is that not happening? Because of the Jones Act. And what is the Jones Act? Well, I didn't know about the Jones Act.
The best option would be just to put a pipe.
Yeah, it would. It would, but that's not here.
And bury it, and no one will even know it's there.
Yeah. Well,
instead, they put it on railroad cars.
Well, they say there are pipelines, but apparently most of the percentage of the pipeline is going to homes and businesses directly.
You know what I think? They don't want us to be digging around because they don't want us to find their little tunnels.
They're where they hide, where the crab people live?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reptiles?
Well, anyway, what is the Jones Act? It is an old... I didn't know what it was until Mark went down to the Mariana Islands a couple years ago. He went down there to live there for a couple months.
I've just heard of it, and I don't know why. I just know it's an old thing.
Yep, it's old. So what is it? Well, I learned about it when I was looking into the reason why the Mariana Islands are this sort of attraction, why people would want to move there. There was this movement called the Crypto... it kind of folded. It doesn't really exist anymore, but it was called Crypto Frontier. And they had one of those, like, kind of like New Hampshire has the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. Crypto Frontier had their equivalent of that, like the 100 reasons to move to the Marianas. And one of them was that the Marianas, and I think Guam as well, are exempt from the Jones Act. So this was sold as like one of the big reasons why you should move there. The Jones Act, as I understand it, prohibits shipping being done. So, like, domestic shipping. So, let's say they needed to ship something from California to Guam or to the Mariana Islands or anywhere else in the United States. It is not allowed for foreign ships to make that shipment. The Jones Act prohibits foreign registered ships from making domestic shipments.
Well, why would that matter from, like, if it was Utah to New Hampshire, why would that matter?
Because it restricts the marketplace.
Wait, I don't understand. It's not
Utah to New Hampshire?
Yes,
I don't
saying.
Know. I don't know how much liquefied natural gas is coming from Utah. Like I said, I don't know where it all comes from, Bonnie, but according to this story, it would be very helpful if we could get huge shipments of this stuff in on big, big tanker ships. And that cannot
from other countries?
Done. No, from domestically.
Well, that's why I don't understand how the Jones Act has anything to do with it.
Okay, if I didn't explain it clearly, I'm going to try again. The Jones Act restricts domestic shipping. So if you have something in Florida and you want to ship it to New England, you cannot hire a foreign ship to do it.
Why would you need to hire a foreign ship? That's what I'm confused about.
They might be available.
Instead of a Floridian ship.
They might be willing to do it cheaper.
Okay, but so... all that happens is Florida hires a Floridian ship, and
what
then it's fine.
What if none available?
Is this article covering whether this is just speculation or this is the actual problem?
No, this is a huge problem. They cannot import. Maybe there aren't any tankers that are available, Bonnie, for this purpose. There may be very, very few, if any. I don't know what the current numbers are.
There's probably
trucks.
Lots
you can
of trucks.
Do. You can do, but that's then you're burning, you know, even more fuel. To ship fuel somewhere. So, you know, there's discounts, right, when you do volume. Whether it be buying something at Sam's Club or Costco or whatever, when you buy something that's bigger, you get a better price, right? So when you pay to ship something, and you can ship an S-ton of it all at once, you're going to get a better price than if you pay, you know, 100 trucks to drive from the location to the delivery location.
Yeah, I would imagine this is causing some effect to my gas price doubling.
Yeah.
But I don't but just some. I don't think it's the entirety of it all.
It's mostly because Europe is demanding this product. I mean,
I think you're right on that fact, and I think it's also the new administration and their cutbacks on certain pipelines, you know, in our country.
So it says here, it makes maritime delivery of domestic supplies nearly impossible. So the fact that it says that, Bonnie, suggests that there are virtually no big tankers that are registered or usable for this purpose in the United States. And if it's not registered in the United States, the Jones Act says you can't use it. It is literally illegal for a company to hire a shipper from anywhere else in the world to take something from a U.S. state to another U.S. state.
And why? Why was that Jones Act made in?
Protectionism. The same reason why they make all kinds of regulations and licensing. To protect the American companies from competition.
Yeah.
The American companies went to the government and they said, hey, we don't want all these Chinese shippers coming in here and taking our business. We don't want any of these European shippers or these African shippers or these Caribbean shippers or whoever coming in and taking our business. So they literally just outlawed the competition.
Wow.
And that's why the Jones Act is... So, again, the Mariana Islands doesn't... They're exempt from the Jones Act. So you can get all kinds of cheap stuff there. Even though you're on an island, you're obviously going to pay more for things because you're on an island, but they can have things brought in from any shipper anywhere in the world. Well, they have no restriction.
Yeah. But, you know, there are all kinds of nonsense rules like this, like for sugar, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would actually be cheaper to buy real sugar cane from the Caribbean and from Latin America than to actually produce and export, or not export, but produce and actually ship out corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
But
they subsidize
that. Not only do they subsidize corn syrup, but they tax and the hell out of...
They tariff the sugar, don't they?
Sugar cane.
Yeah, they tariff it.
Yeah, that's
Mexican
problem.
And that's why Mexican ketchup tastes better than American ketchup, apparently.
Mexican Coke as well. A lot of people prefer that, too. No,
I'm sorry. I thought you meant the other Coke.
Yeah, no. Coca-Cola.
I thought it was only Mexican.
No, that's coming from Colombia and stuff.
Well, I mean, in general, Latin America, but I'm wondering how much Coke the U.S. produces.
Mexican Coca-Cola, is it made with high fructose corn syrup?
Middle East. I wonder if the Middle East is in that production.
So Jones Act is one factor, but there's more. So now intense competition for liquefied natural gas cargoes driven by European demand makes securing supply ad hoc a costly proposition. This summer, the European benchmark price for natural gas topped $100 per million BTUs, British thermal units. Gas prices in New England, by comparison, rarely reach above $30 for a million BTUs. According to a research director, differential that encourages suppliers to provide gas to Europe rather than New England, because Europe's paying more. This summer, the governors of New England states sent a letter to the U.S. Energy Secretary citing the high natural gas prices as a reason to waive the Jones Act and allow for domestic LNG imports to the region. They also requested more coordination with the federal government to ensure energy reliability and help modernize the
energy. You know what? I'm thinking this is a scam. I'm thinking that, like I said, I think it might have something to do with the problem, but I don't. I think it's a cop-out for these. It's a scapegoat.
There's more coming up.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.